Network.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Wednesday, the 21st day of March 2012, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Yesterday, I had John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com sit in. He did a superb job, along with Mike Adams, who wrote Shotgun, the third hour. I want to thank them and thank our great crew and you, the listeners, sponsors, and those that pray for us and who make it all possible. But John Rappaport did a great job. I wasn't taking off yesterday. I did an eight-hour shoot with Discovery Channel. I then did 2 hours of Coast to Coast AM. I did Russia Today and one more interview in the morning. And during all of this, people were asking me at the office, what do you think of the French shooting? And I said, I think it's terrible, obviously, but I hope and pray that it's just a deranged lunatic, because someday I'm dreaming of actually finding a real terrorist who isn't a mentally ill person that the globalists have set up or a pure patsy. But I said, I'm going to hold my tongue on this. But I said, it's probably going to come out just like the guy that shot up the Jewish center out in California a decade or so ago, who it turned out lived at a military base, that the feds were following him, financing him. They find incredibly mentally ill people and then protect them. And I said, if it turns out the government's been watching him for years and that he's been in Guantanamo Bay or he's been at a Afghan base, it's on record that they profile and engage in mind control. This is on record at these bases in Afghanistan and Cuba. And they find people that are either stark raving crazy and give them money and financing to do it, or they find people that are good leaders and put them in charge of the Libya invasion or the Syria invasion. We just saw al-Qaeda a few days ago blow up military and police intelligence stations in Syria. And al-Qaeda openly works for NATO, the same groups that attack Gaddafi. I'm not saying Assad's good. I'm not saying Gaddafi's good. But they're nothing compared to al-Qaeda. And so al-Qaeda does work for the bankers, for the globalists. It's kind of a skeleton key or Leatherman tool that can do any and every job that people want done. You want to scare the American people? Al-Qaeda. You want to get some anti-terrorism legislation passed? Get some no-bid contracts? Al-Qaeda. You want to invade a country? Al-Qaeda. You want to do any of this? Al-Qaeda. And now an image is emerging. In fact, Kurt Nimmo is writing on this right now, but put the Drudge Report up. If PrisonPlanet.tv people are watching, just look at these headlines. Flash, U.S. sent French shooting suspect back to France from Afghanistan developing. That's just a red link. Well, I was driving in late this morning and got here at about 10:30. And BBC was reporting what Drudge is saying is developing. So BBC reporters talking to French authorities are saying that he had been in an Afghan prison. Now, let's scroll down. There is a London Telegraph headline, Toulouse siege live, and they go on in this report. It's a long report, just a minor footnote that he'd been in an Afghan prison and broken out. Now, we covered this in great detail in my film Road to Tyranny that came out 10 years ago now. 10 years ago, February. So more than 10 years ago. And in that, we show the Times of London, Associated Press, all hidden in plain view, where 8,000 Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders, including heads of al-Qaeda, heads of Taliban, would be arrested by the military, would be apprehended and ordered released. And they would pay them in chest of gold bars, the CIA and MI6, and Pakistani intelligence as well was involved, and put them on C-130s and fly them over and land them in Pakistan. I mean, again, So it's the, but they would say broke out of prison. So this guy broke out of prison to go do this. Yeah, right. We'll break it down. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Devastating globalist lies, exposing the mainstream media's propaganda machine, tirelessly waging war on corruption, from deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6 in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
For this worldwide transmission against tyranny, I come to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. We have an incredibly important jam-packed transmission lined up for you today. Dr. Russell Blaylock, a brain surgeon, scientist, researcher, is going to be joining us to talk about government-run healthcare, the epidemic of Alzheimer's and other neurological disorders, and more. And then Dr. Jerome Corsi is going to be coming on with bombshell new evidence with eyewitnesses that knew Barack Hussein Obama as Barry Sotero in Illinois, who were told that Obama was a foreign exchange student. And we know others from his Occidental days have said that. And they fight under national security to stop the release of that information. Undoubtedly, we don't know who this man is. He's a complete cut out, beyond blackmailed by foreign interest. We don't even know who he is. He is a Manchurian candidate, and that's why you see the Congress being told that the United Nations now commands U.S. military forces publicly. That's why you see the director of the CIA saying, yes, all appliances are having bugging devices engineered into them. We're watching you without warrants. You have no Fourth Amendment. He actually said that. I've read the quotes. It's on record. Hundreds of newspapers. He said at a big tech conference put on by the CIA, privacy isn't what it was in the past. We are going to spy on you without warrants, and we're watching you. They want you to know. Well, we're watching you too, buddy boy. And the big foreign megabanks looting this country and Europe and everybody else. We're watching. So this little attempt at exercise and hiding everything in plain view is not going to convert the way you think it is. So Dr. Corsi joining us, Dr. Russell Blaylock. My heart, my prayers go out to the little children gunned down by someone in France. Just as my heart and soul and prayers goes out to everyone who's killed in war who is a innocent. When I see the Pentagon come out and say, yeah, we think it's acceptable to kill 145 or 203, and those are actual numbers from actual cases, of people at a wedding or in an apartment building or at a family event, to kill one bad guy that we say is bad and a terrorist, we're going to kill 100 plus people. That is the same thing as some deranged individual walking up to children. I don't care whether they're Jewish, whether they're Chinese, whether they're Arabic, whether they're Hispanic. I don't care. If it's, you know, a little Dutch girl with blonde curls, all children are precious. And my basic instinct is to become outraged by it. But I can't turn it off. I can't, oh my gosh, it's some Jewish children and French paratroopers got cowardly gunned down in cold blood. Oh my gosh, you know, the world stands still. And then not get upset over the hypocrisy that when other people get killed, little Branch Davidian children, no matter what their parents might have done, they were innocent and murdered by Delta Force and the FBI on record. General Parton, of course, exposed the forensics of it, the church records vault inside the Davidian compound. They went in, put a shape charge on it, killed everybody inside, blasted them into soup. Those that were not inside the church records vault who were told come out, ran out and were shot on the FLIR footage. You see them run out, infantry behind the Bradleys firing into them, Christmas tree flashes from the FLIR, from the FBI aircraft above. And that's put on the news, and the FBI says that's not what it looks like. Every other FLIR footage, you see bodies, you see gunshots, you see people hitting the ground, you see the tanks running over them to get rid of the evidence, pushing them with bulldozer scoops later into the flames to burn the bodies up. And then the military from Fort Hood posed with skulls of dead people. I mean, it's one thing to kill American citizens because you want to show them who's boss and to blow up little newborn babies and people and toddlers. But it's even worse to cowardly pose with their skulls later. And when I saw that, a light bulb went off in my mind and adrenaline went into my heart. And I said, we got a major problem. And it backfired on the feds. They wanted to get more funding, launch their war against the right wing in America. It failed. So the feds 2 years later bombed Oklahoma City to wave the red shirt and blow up a daycare center so they could demonize the liberty movement, and it worked very well. It's not going to work the next time you do it, so don't do it, and don't think about it. Keep doing your little sneaky false flags like Fast and Furious shipping 10,000 plus guns into Mexico, and you know it's terrible. It killed at least 3 Border Patrol and 3 police officers, over 200 people on this side, well over 2,500 last number I saw. Our own government admits guns traced back in Mexico. So we're talking about 2,000 plus people dead just from those guns, and that's what's been traced and confirmed. That's a big false flag. That killed more than Oklahoma City. In fact, it's approaching what died on 9/11 In fact, the way Fast and Furious is going, if they keep tracing these guns, in another year or so, it's going to be 3,000. Oh, but you got caught on that false flag, didn't you, Holder? And you're going to go on getting caught, because now we know. We know what to look for, buddy boy. And a lot of us are willing to risk our lives, our names, our treasure to expose you. A lot of us just can't give in to the fear and are committed. You don't know what to do about that, do you? You don't know how to handle that. Because a man in the wrong can't stand up against a man in the right if the man in the right keeps on a coming. That's what it's all about. When good people stand up, nobody can beat them. And that's what I want to be an example of. Taking action, getting on the field, fighting tyranny. Ron Paul has been cheated. Pure election fraud. Caught him in Maine, caught him in Iowa, and I warned people. I said, after they steal him up front, then the self-fulfilling prophecy will be, well, he can't win, and people will start going over to Mitt Romney and others, and that's happened. And there's all these ideas about the delegates and what's going to happen there, and that might allow them to get some good stuff on the platform, but the Republican leadership will ignore that at the convention. But undoubtedly, don't let them snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. Ron Paul running was a big win, just like it was 4 years ago. 4 years ago, maybe in polls, 30% or so knew what the Federal Reserve was. 10 years ago, maybe 5%. I've seen polls of over 90%, I know you've seen them as well, knowing it's private and wanting to audit it or abolish it. This is a drive. This is not a Hail Mary where we're going to throw, 40-yard passes into the end zone every time and win. It's a drive. That's what political fights are. It's a long-term battle. We're winning the war for the Second Amendment. They're pulling out all the stops. Lord knows what dirty tricks the globalists are going to pull. But right now, we're winning. All over the world, they're starting to reverse victim disarmament because people get it. They know more guns, less crime. They know tyrannical systems want their guns. Now, they may pull out the stops. Obama has promised the Brady campaign, that got leaked last year, that he will get the guns by stealth. The NRA's got memos, and they're usually pretty mild and milquetoast. The Washington Times has reported that he does plan to ban semi-autos. I mean, ban them. I mean, turn them in his next administration. So we're in a lot of trouble. But at least we're in the game. It's like being in a fight, and you know what? He's hitting you pretty hard, but you're hitting him. And you just need to stop worrying about who wins and start swinging. Because the person that pauses, you ever had somebody in a fight punch you, and then they stop to see what it does? By the time they've done that, I've punched them three more times. And that's what we got to do here. We've got to understand in an info war, just start pounding the enemy and stop even worrying about the results. Open a can of butt-kicking in the info war. Get aggressive. City council, county commissioners, state houses, phone calls, letters, street art in legal and lawful areas. Just get the buzz of liberty going where it can't be ignored. We're winning. All the globalist white papers say they're scared, and they want to go to pure authoritarianism because they know they can't control us through soft power anymore. All right. I've now digressed. When I come back, I wish that this French situation never happened. And I wish that if it now has happened, that it would be a real terrorist. Because then that is not as frightening as knowing that it's a staged event. I keep looking for the event that's not staged. It's got every stinking earmark across the board. Of course, he went to Afghanistan. Of course, he was in a prison. Of course, he broke out. That's how they always release him over there, to go do his job. We saw this with the Al-Qaeda attacks in Spain. It even came out in the Spanish newsletter. The government staged it. They went to an apartment building, blew it up, and said the terrorist was in there. They can have special ops shoot a few people. Then they just go and blow up or burn down the apartment building or shoot some patsy. And then that's how they do it. The Russians have been caught doing it as well. This is how the globalists operate when they want a power grab. It's got all the earmarks. They were following him. They knew all about it. That's the handling of them. I've seen it over and over again, just like the underwear bomber. He could just be a mentally ill patsy. They allowed to do it. Or it could be a total cutout. He doesn't even exist. But right now...
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What we know right now about the shooting shootings in France. The suspect was tracked for years. The BBC is reporting French police are continuing to lay siege to an apartment in the southern city of Toulouse, where the man suspected of shooting dead seven people is cornered. The man, 24-year-old Mohamed Mira, a Frenchman of Algerian origin. And of course, they had the big rebellion in Algeria, kicking the French colonialists out back in the, 60s, has been tracked by French intelligence for several years, according to Interior Minister. The brother of the suspect has been arrested in another part of Toulouse, with several other relatives also reported detained. And it goes through that. Now, buried in a London Telegraph report, we learned that, and I've also heard this morning on XM, BBC covering this and confirming it, that he was in a Afghan prison and escaped. Folks, they have escapes constantly where thousands of people get out. And these are basically events where they grab people, then find out who they can control, who they can set up as a patsy. It's admitted that they have a base within the base at Camp X-Ray in Cuba, the Marine Corps base there, slash Army, and that there's a CIA facility that's the real facility where they do mind control experiments. And I had the information, of course, if you go back like 8 years ago, that they were engaged in mind control there from my sources before it was even on the news. So that's the type of issue that we need to discuss and be aware of. And then now you see all these top Al-Qaeda fighters, three of the five or six main rebel leaders that have taken control of Libya, were all Al-Qaeda held for many years at the secret section of Camp X-Ray. I mean, it's in the LA Times. It's in the Associated Press. Oh, there's an Al-Qaeda problem. Yeah, the rebels the West put in to overthrow Gaddafi, they happen to be Al-Qaeda, most of them. And Saudi Arabia and Qatar and all these people are giving their special forces the fight as well. And then they held up signs on the BBC months and months ago saying, Syria, you're next. Here we come. And then over the weekend, there are giant bombings killing scores of people, blowing up the police headquarters, the intelligence headquarters, and one of the main military headquarters. Giant car bombs go off, and Al-Qaeda takes credit. And the West is calling them protesters. Oh, my gosh, Assad is shooting people. And then they catch Danny the Syrian when he... I mean, I said this a month ago, that you'd see him on CNN going, yes, I am here in Syria. There are thousands of dead today around me. Thousands of dead. And he's such a bad actor. I'd seen the next day on CNN with Anderson, admitted CIA Cooper. Do you know? Just look it up. He was admittedly CIA. And he would switch out because he's really from England. He'd go, I'll tell you, Anderson, it's incredible what's happening here. I mean, excuse me. We are battling them right now. I mean, they don't even have good actors.
We're looking for a good actor, Danny, to join Team America. Can you do it?
So this is the type of garbage that they shovel at us, and it's designed for those that aren't paying attention. Then he gets caught in the CNN feed that probably the Ruskies grabbed, because they got troops there, we told you that months ago, now it's admitted, of him going, all right, what you do is stage the gunfire over there as soon as I do it. And then you hear the director going, now say they're dragging bodies over. And there's no, as soon as the live feed cuts to, yes, yes, CNN, boom, 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 there are bodies, oh, terrible. I mean, this is what they do. And you better believe that this Toulouse situation in France, potato, patata, it stinks royally to high heaven. I mean, he could have just been some Algerian mad at the French, and people do stuff like this. People do go crazy. They do go postal. Look at the guy now. They're saying he's killed 19, they're now saying. First it was 16, then 18. Now they're saying 19 people. Little kids, a U.S. Army soldier, didn't want to go back. Now evidence is emerging. They probably had him on psychotropics. They won't say, but he was under treatment. Oh, that's a good idea. Give somebody a hallucinogenic psychotropic that on the insert says can make you go psychotic and have a hallucination and kill people. Give it to a trained killer who's been going into his fifth term. That's really smart. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Monday through Friday, from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we are here, live. And then, of course, weeknight, 7 o'clock, we've been on a pit stop in the last week and a half, premiering the Dave Mustaine interview and some other special reports and then some compilations of older reports while I gear up to launch to the next level of the info war. We'll be back live with shows Monday evening, but Billy Corrigan, tomorrow night, hour-plus in-studio interview I did with him, last Thursday. Billy Corrigan, of course, of the Smashing Pumpkins, but also prolific songwriter, one of the most successful in the last 50 years. He's not really even known for that, but that's the facts. Amazing political mind. He was in studio with us. That's going to premiere tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, Prison Planet, TV. And it's great to have people like Dave Mustaine reach out and want to come to town and be interviewed. And when Billy Corgan was in town, through Man Cow, learned that he wanted to talk, that he was a listener, really flattered. He's been listening for 5-6 years, really intelligent fella, kind of a whiz kid growing up and a Renaissance man throughout his life. And his great girlfriend, who I had a chance to meet, who, of course, is one of the twin singers of the Veronicas, another big mega man in its own right, because it again, just lets you know how many people are awake if prominent people are coming out of the woodwork. And when I say out of the woodwork, people like Billy Corgan and Dave Mustaine have the courage to come on this show. Some people I've talked to have courage, but they've already lost family members fighting tyranny. I'm not going to say any names, but some of the biggest names in Hollywood, the biggest names in music, the biggest names in the military, some of the biggest names in intelligence, some of the biggest names in journalism, Pulitzer Prize winners, contact me privately and say, you're dead on right. You know, I had dinner with the heirs to this fortune last week, and they admitted the whole world government plan and that you're absolutely right and that the elite think they're about to become Prometheus with the fire of the gods and that they're going to live forever and they plan to exterminate everybody. And, oh, my gosh, the elite are all digging into bunkers. Well, why don't you come on air and tell folks about that? And they just say, no, Alex, we're just glad you're there. Thank you. And the way I've heard it described is that, you know, they know that people are going to come after them big time if well-known people start going public, because the system knows that a chain reaction will then happen, because the system has put so much energy and time into building up the cult of celebrity. And these artists are all amazing actors, amazing artists, musicians. There's a reason they're stars. But the system gets them into their stable and then uses them to project the message they want. And so no longer are our heroes scientists, trailblazers, inventors, explorers, people that stand up for what's right. Those are my heroes, renegades. And those have always really been the heroes in history and in any society that excels. The elite tries to get people into the love of science and literature and philosophy and creativity. That's what the Renaissance is all about. That's what our founding fathers were the greatest flower and expression of. They weren't perfect, but in history, heads above all others. And I was listening as I drove into work today, as I mentioned, BBC, and they were admitting, yeah, this guy was in a prison in Afghanistan, and this guy was tracked by the police for years, and they knew he had firearms. Oh, really? Well, there's massive gun restrictions, and they know some guy that's training at Al-Qaeda bases has guns, and they let him do it. And he escapes from a supermax prison in Afghanistan, a dungeon. Does anyone believe this? It's always the same MO. That's their handling of them. Oh, he got released. He escaped. And I'm listening to that report, and I'm just like, it's Groundhog Day. At first, I'm like, oh, he's Algerian. I know that those folks have really been abused by some of the French colonialists. He might have just been somebody, who went postal, went crazy. Maybe he is a lone wolf actor who picked up on the Al-Qaeda narrative and did this. Please, please let it just be that. Please let there be real Al-Qaeda. Please don't let it be the government again. And then the earmarks, the signature, the wavelength, the MO. I mean, it's the same thing. And around the office, I'm like, if he ends up being followed by the police and going to Afghanistan or going to the Middle East, or if he was ever in Guantanamo or some other camp, look out, he's one of their operatives. And then sure enough, I get up this morning, and that's exactly what happened. And I'm just like, wow. And then they've got him surrounded in an apartment. In fact, keep tracking it, folks. Something may happen with that. And they're having this big show. Who knows if anybody's even in there? Are they going to shoot or kill some other patsy and say it's him later? I knew this day one, but it came out in the Spanish newspapers. And the government, actually, there was mass demonstrations, and the government had to step down. remember what, back in 2003, when they had the Madrid bombings, and it turned out there was a government drill, and there were anti-terror police, and then they claimed they followed the people that were involved to an apartment, and the police blew it up. And then it turned out there weren't even all the bodies they set in there, and it was just, oh, the bad men that did the bombing, they're in there, and boom, the building blew up. It's always the same. And that did come out in the Spanish news that it was government involvement. Always the same. Always the same. Because who stands to gain from this? Who gets to crack down on liberties? Who gets to shut down the press? Who gets to pose as saviors? Who gets more funding? How many times have fire departments, and I think firefighters on average are the best people in our society, great servants, brave men and women, but how many times do you see it as a footnote in the news that a fire department is about to get its funding cut, so one of the people involved gets caught by a sheriff's deputy driving along, coming out of a barn they just set on fire? Or fire department caught setting grass fires. It's the oldest trick in the book. You know how the Romans? Do you think the Italian La Cosa Nostra just started coming to people's businesses in the last 100 years and saying, pay me protection money or somebody's going to burn down your business, pay me fire protection? That was done for 100 years plus before the birth of Christ. Over 2,000 years ago, on record, the most powerful guild in the city of Rome itself, the biggest city in the world at that time, was the fire department. And if there was a real fire, they'd come put it out. Because back then, fires were really devastating. They'd burn through the whole city. But if you didn't pay them the protection money, you better believe your area is going to get burned down. And it was an unofficial tax on the different quarters, because it was all, you know, in different minority areas, so people wouldn't kill each other. Just like today, you had the Jewish quarter, the Persian quarter, the Egyptian quarter, later the German, the Gaul quarter, the Austrian area, all there. And they would come and say, you're going to raise money, chief, head guy of this area, or somebody's going to burn down your neighborhood. Now, you got that, Jack? And, of course, under government regulation, you weren't allowed to organize your own firefighting brigade. No, no, no. That's why government doesn't want you to be armed. They want the government to have the monopoly of force. You got to call them to protect you. You see, the average cop isn't for that. They know better. They know more guns, less crime, on the whole. Usually within about 2 years, well, not usually in every case, of a concealed carry being put into place. 20%+ drop in violent crime. I mean, you look at the numbers in Texas, it doesn't even register for home invasions compared to somewhere like New York. New York City, where it's just home invasions are off the charts. You home invade here, about 50% of the time, you're going to get your head blown off real fast. But I'm digressing. I've got all this news I want to get to. I started getting into celebrities and how all these celebrities are awake. And for me, that's a radar ping or a sonar ping that, wow, liberty is really popular. And this is all under the surface. We've got to wear our colors proudly for freedom so that everybody knows we're the majority, we've got the answers, and we know who's to blame for the major problems, the big mega central banks, who say, too big to fail, world depression if you don't bail us out, and then loans us our money back in Greece and everywhere else, saying, oh, you got to raise your taxes and cut your benefits to give us more money. We'll give you these loans. That's your money you gave us a year ago. If you'll do what we say and pay us even more money. I mean, it is so transparent. But because people don't have heroes that are into how the Federal Reserve works, that's why Ron Paul is so dangerous for the system. It makes a hero out of somebody that's into reality. No, they don't want that. They want your heroes to be football and baseball and basketball players. And it's fine for children who are playing baseball, football, you know, swimming, whatever, golf, to have a hero because they're in sports. Sports is wonderful. One of the best things out there for youth to keep them out of trouble. I'm all for sports if you're participating in it or your children are in it. But once the children get out of school, you're supposed to move on in every society from that. And sports is a minor diversion. Now it's all that matters with most men. They may even know about the New World Order, but it doesn't matter. Their tribal energies are spent on gladiatorial diversions and distractions, bread and circus. So driving in, listening to BBC, I heard them in Taiwan, you know, great folks. Taiwan deserves its sovereignty. Talked about how they never get recognized because the Chi Coms don't want it that way. And how Jeremy Lin, this big point guard, NBA, you know, New York Knicks, Harvard Christian, American-born, is their hero, and they cancel school when he plays. They cancel everything and watch him and worship him because that's their identity. Now, because the media worldwide never gives them any credit. You don't need the media to give to make you feel good as incredibly hardworking, smart engineers, developers, and people that are standing up against the communist Chinese and their oppressive system, when that little bit of liberty in Taiwan has actually helped transplant free market to China and is responsible for much of the success in China. But it was how they never felt good till they had somebody the media said was great. Like, you need the globalist media and the so-called American media, which is New World Order media, central, to tell you that a Taiwanese had some value, and they're worshiping this guy. And I'm sure he's a great person. I think it's fine for kids to think, oh, great, I could, you know, do good at sports and go to the next level, because it teaches you to persevere. It teaches you to, you know, reach those goals. But it's sick in that that's the only way they can feel good, when the system tells them, and the only hero can be a basketball player. They don't want it to be a single mother that's able to raise their children and keep them out of trouble, and then those children end up becoming inventors and scientists or trailblazers who are successful. They don't want that image. So people only believe they can thrive in the limited slots of professional sports, which you probably got, what, one in a couple hundred thousand shot, they say, if you're a football player, of being a professional football player. It's the same in the other sports. So it's the idea that that's the venue. See, they're controlling your dreams through this. They're controlling the maps of the mind. They're the map makers. They create this little box, and the Taiwanese say, we feel so depressed about who we are, but now we have Jeremy Lin and we feel good. You need the media to give you someone who's Taiwanese, who's excelling at something, when you're excelling at everything you do. But the media won't tell you that. They want to make you think Taiwan's a joke, Taiwan's bad, Taiwan's not a country. Well, don't let that get you down. They're getting you ready for absorption into communist China. And they use the same stuff everywhere to control people. In the mainland of China, they use sports and things to control people, because they don't want school children thinking about Thomas Jefferson or George Washington as a hero. And let me tell you, George Washington, if they made a movie that was accurate about George Washington, no one would believe it. I mean, you talk about Conan the Barbarian. Hundreds of battles. Regardless of what you think about Andrew Jackson, even more ridiculous, the battles. And I'm talking about the British and French and Spanish accounts of it. Davy Crockett, people like that. I mean, you talk about the real deal. All they've got is cheesy 1940s and 50s TV shows about Davy Crockett. Folks, that's not Davy Crockett and Sam Houston people with arrows sticking out of them, you know, fighting 10-to-1 odds. The real Indian Wars were in the east and the middle of the country. There were battles with Native Americans and settlers where there were 20,000 settlers and 100,000 Indians. And I'm not even glamorizing any of this and saying it was good. Both sides were killing each other. The point is, you're never even given that real history. You're never even given everything is the 1860s and 70s and 80s out west, where it was a mopping up extermination operation. You know why it was a mopping up extermination thing? Because the whites were scared and had almost been beaten repeatedly and had whole areas completely wiped out and killed. all over the East Coast, all over the middle of the country. There were battles in Illinois. There were battles in all over this country where tens of thousands were killed. Giant guerrilla wars. That's where America comes from. That's what our country came out of. Whether you're Native American or whether you're white, black, it doesn't matter what color you are. The history of this country is swashbuckling adventure that you is just so wild when you actually read the histories of it that it's off the chart. Andrew Jackson in New Orleans behind a wooden blockade with the British firing cannons, and he's up there in a black cloak described by the British at hundreds of yards away with his eyes glowing in the dark and just his energy there refusing to give up and then later defeating them. I mean, just all of it is just amazing. And Jackson in duels and bleeding for 3 days with most of his blood on the ground, refusing to die, and just all of it. I mean, that's what Americans come from. We are not these cowardly, pathetic creatures that they have made us to believe that we are. We come from amazing, dynamic, brave people, and we need to reclaim our birthright and realize who our ancestors are. We are not these weak, cowardly, television-watching jellyfish. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I have been ranting and digressing off into history, but it's important because those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. We'll continue to track the standoff with the supposed gunman who's in the apartment. We have no idea that's even true over in Toulouse, France. I'm not going to spend all day on this, but I'll cover it more later in the broadcast. Obama campaign says white first lady joke was inappropriate. And here's my issue. If Rush Limbaugh would have said something like this, he would be off the air. They have TV shows on national television during the family hour that I can't even say the name of on radio because I know I have children listening and I've got to control myself. But it's good Christian bleepers. It's okay to attack white people. It's okay to put down Christians because the system wants to play different groups off against each other. And that's the acceptable system. And Robert De Niro, who's a great actor but must be an idiot supporting the Democratic Party, Robert De Niro, comes out and makes the joke. And, of course, we have the video of it. I may play it later. And he went through and listed the names of the different wives of Ann Romney, Karen Santorum, Callista, that's her name, Gingrich, and said, I don't think we're ready for a white first lady. They're invoking race. And people say, well, wait, it's just a joke. Okay, well, if it was a comedian that told jokes about everybody, I think in a way that's healthy just to get over it. But the politically correct folks never want people to get over it. They teach anti-gun. They teach all this race stuff in school. The kids aren't even thinking about race. And you're there being told about it. And then there's this sense of entitlement with, quote, minorities, who are pretty much the majority now in this country. You put the minorities together, that the whites are the ones making them have a bad day and that the government's minorities' friends. Well, let me tell you, minorities, the government is not your friend. Are there some good people in the government? Have some good things been done occasionally? Yes. But overall, the government is directed by globalist eugenics social engineers. So there is my point on that front. It is disgusting. And Obama campaign has apologized because it was an official Obama fundraiser event. And it's despicable that the media isn't calling for, boycotts and things. Because I normally wouldn't say boycott somebody like Robert De Niro. But the entire Democratic Party is trying to get Rush Limbaugh off the air right now. And believe me, if they can bring him down, you better believe people like me are next. There's been all sorts of campaigns in the background against me over the years, but my sponsors and my affiliates, all love freedom. They know they get a great response, ratings, and the advertisers get a great response, and none of that's ever been successful, but it's gone on. I mean, they will take anything and exaggerate it and blow it up and start a campaign. But with Limbaugh, and I know people that carry the show, I'm up against Limbaugh, never did that on purpose. That was the time Genesis 14, 15 years ago chose, that they had stations that wanted to pick it up. I had a nighttime show. That's what I would have rather done. That's when I really wake up. But I'm not here like Huckabee is trying to get Limbaugh off the air so that he can have his stations. I don't think like that. Oh, good. Rush Limbaugh's in trouble because I even know some stations are looking at dumping him and we're getting contacted about picking up the show. And I don't want affiliates like that because even though I disagree with a lot of what Rush Limbaugh does, folks, this is a psyop to shut down free speech in this country. Okay? I mean, they can say whatever they want about conservatives, but he makes a joke about some lady who wants thousands of dollars of condoms and they want him off the air.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.